Tools of the Trade.
Yes. Sorry about that. Yes. Yeah, we're going to have a little expose on old mate Troy Van Leeuwen of Queens of Stone Age, but John saying he gets around.
Yeah, he played with a Perfect Circle. And if anyone knows anything about his work with a band called Failure, that's the first I've heard of them tonight. I'd be really curious to learn a bit more. Send us a text 5395, because apparently they put out some pretty seminal records but never had any commercial success. So I would be curious to know if you've got some of their stuff and enjoy it.
He's definitely a modern tonesmith. He's a big, big fan of Earthquaker Devices, and this video comes way of them. A lot of very, very interesting pedals that they create, and he uses quite a few of them. So,
Queens of the Stone Age, of course, playing Victor Arena in the near future on the back of their biggest album to date, apparently, their new one, commercially.
Shit.
Well, my name is Troy Van Leeuwen, and I play in Queens of the Stone Age. Well, I got a lot of stuff, because why not? I have a Tentacle, which is, for me, one of the best pedals, you know, because there's no knobs at all. There's one setting, you just on or off. So I use that quite a bit for the upper octave. And the Rainbow Machine is set up like a, it's only going to one amp, so it's set up like a tight room with no modulation at all. So it's just really crisp and tight. So that goes through this cabinet here. So I have a dry and a wet situation for both lap steel and guitar. I'm not like a great lap steel player, but I can make a lot of noise. So that's why this is always getting bigger and bigger, this pedal board. And over here, there are not really many pedals except for one boost and the Super Ego. But everything else is set up through this Mastermind kind of looping system. So all the pedals are in a rack. Because there's so many like changes between each section of each song. I just don't want to step on three pedals at one time. So this does it all for me. That way I can just focus on playing my rock and roll guitar. I've got my signature Jazzmaster out there, and this is kind of how the signature started. It's basically, it's a new American vintage, I guess they call it. I basically took this guitar, put my color on it, and put the switch on it, so it's pretty much the same signature model. My Echo Park De Leon, it's like a kind of a signature model with him. He's only like 13 made though. And this is another custom shop piece. It's a Copper Relic 12 string Tele. Not many of these. Another spoiling custom shop guitar that no one else has. Basically, it's my signature model on the bottom and like a hybrid of that guitar and an electric 12 on top. So this thing breaks my shoulder every night. So we got enough 12 strings to drive Wayne nuts.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, those are backups. This is a pedal that I used on the Gone Is Gone record, like almost like half the record has this pedal on it. And over here is kind of where all the, I've got all the shelves of all stuff. This is all the gain stage, some compression. And again, this is like going through one side of my chain. So this is the wet side. That's the setting I usually use. I'm just plugging whatever's there. I mean, if it's there, I just kind of turn it on and check it out. If it works, it works. But it's per song usually, it's per sound. I mean, that's why we've got so many different companies, different pedals, because, you know, they all have different signatures. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really easy about it. I just plug it in, turn some knobs, and go. And usually pretty quickly I can tell whether I like it or not.
Troy Van Leeuwen of Queens of the Stone Age. Having a chat about his massive setup. Obviously, soon when these grunty artists get further down their catalogue, they still have to play the classics.
It just kind of buzzes me out that he goes, I'm pretty easy about it. But when you actually watch the video and see all the stuff, I'm like, it's not a simple arrangement. There's so many different instruments. But I guess they are.
Of accumulating vibe. Eh?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're trying to place tracks like this. Skadoosh.
Was Tools of the Trade.